Newspapers are losing readers in this country and elsewhere, but in Argentina, they're still going strong, which is why a law just passed by the Argentine Senate is controversial. It allows the government to control the supply of newsprint. That's the paper that newspapers are printed on. Reporter Daniel Schweimler in Buenos Aires says it's part of an ongoing conflict over free speech.
Well, this in many ways is the latest stage in a long-running battle between the government of President Cristina Kirchner, which started with her predecessor as president, her late husband Nestor Kirchner, who basically fell out with the main media group here in Argentina, the Clarín Group, which is the owner of the main cable television station, the Clarín newspaper, which is the biggest circulation newspaper in Argentina, very influential, as well as several radio stations and news magazines, and until a couple of years ago, the main transmitter of live soccer to the Argentine people, so a very important company in that sense. The government fell out with them 3 or 4 years ago, and one of the areas they have been attacking is the control of newsprint, the paper on which the newspapers are printed.
So it's kind of the equivalent for us of, say, the New York Times and, you know, ABC, NBC, CNN, whatever, and ESPN, as if they were all part of the same conglomerate. And what the government in Argentina is saying is, look, this can't happen. And because you own a leading share of the company that makes the newspaper, the actual paper itself, we're going to take control of that. So it's kind of a free speech issue.
Exactly that. And those have been the first accusations immediately after the law was passed from the two main newspapers, La Nación and Clarín, front page editorials, front page stories, saying exactly that this is an attack on the freedom of expression. The front of the Clarín newspaper said this was an attack on the very constitution, the democracy in Argentina. They're certainly seeing it in those terms. And the government here accuses Clarín especially and La Nación to a certain extent, they're having risen to their positions of prominence during the military rule in Argentina in the late 70s, early 1980s. So a very sensitive issue here still, many years after the end of that dictatorship. And the newspapers, to many degrees, have responded in kind with almost daily attacks on the government, on different ministers in the government, which the government here sees as blatantly unfair and undemocratic.
Can't that conglomerate get the paper someplace else?
They're going to have to certainly look at getting the newspaper somewhere else. I mean, increasingly in the modern world, people are reading their newspapers more and more online. So I wonder whether the issue of paper is as dominant, is as important now as it perhaps might have been 5 or 6 years ago. But most Argentines still read their newspapers, tangible pieces of paper, rather than online. So it still is an issue. And what the government has said is that it will now control the production, the price of newspaper, of the newsprint, if they don't like what the company is doing. It will now have the power to intervene. The newspapers fear that they will only intervene if they don't like, if the government doesn't like what's being printed in the newspapers. The government says it's really an issue of control, that it's an anti-monopoly measure more than anything else. They don't see it as a freedom of speech, freedom of expression issue. So again, it depends very much which side of the fence you're on.
All right, Daniel Schweimler, based in Buenos Aires, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much.